into your pocket. Now, all around him, people dove their hands into their purses or jackets. He imagined people shouting and laughing into tiny telephones while hurrying along a Munich sidewalk or while strolling in the tranquility of the Englischer Garten. And these images struck him as so absurd that he burst out laughing. Not one person turned, curious to know the reason for his laughter. In the confines of streetcars and buses, voices